Well, I mean, you know, probably the most difficult part is, you know, we've been away for 4 days, you know, dealing with our situation and kind of not knowing if we were going to play last week, and then that happening, you know, being canceled, I think it was Saturday evening sometime. You know, so that was hard to deal with, but we went back to work yesterday. We got an extra day of practice in. You know, obviously we're a game behind the rest of the league, but, you know, just feel very fortunate that we are back to work and get a chance to go out here and compete.
How tough, I guess, first off, to get your mind back on football after everything you've been through the last several days?
Well, you know, the number one thing we had to, first off, you know, I mean, our problems here are minute compared to some of the problems that are going on around the state of Texas right now. But we had to evaluate our players, our organization, their families, their issues, make sure that we're doing everything we can to help them with their problems so that we can, you know, get them back in position to come in here and do their job and get ready to play. And I think the organization has done a great job. The players have been very resilient. You know, the families continue to be a big concern for us. But, we're going to figure out a way to make it work. And, you know, I think everybody's really put their best foot forward. And the players were awesome yesterday. And, you know, just really to me, I see them ready to get back to work you know, just try to get refocused on what we got to do. I mean, that's our job, and that's what we're committed to doing.
Did you stay in town or did you leave?
Oh, I was here. I was here. I won't be here again, though. I can promise you that.
Why not?
That was no fun. You know, I'm a Texas resident. I've been here all my life, I haven't been here all my life. Of course, I was in Denver for a long time, but I've never really been through one. You know, and you know, I don't know that you can explain it. You know, it was scary. It was, you know, very, very difficult time. I just feel very, very fortunate that, you know, that everybody is, you know, is okay. I know that we can't say that for everybody in the state of Texas, but, you know, a lot of people are very, very fortunate, including this guy right here.
Where were you buckled down at with the family?
I was at my house, you know. I had family, mom and dad, all those people trying to, you know, trying to be in one spot and, you know, trying to work our way through it. And, you know, we did. It was, like I said, it was about 6.5-7 hours of a very, very frightening ordeal.
You talk about the families. How crucial that guys at this stage have done what they can to get things back in order, but maybe turn things over to their wives as they go back to work. And is that part of how it's going to work?
I think that's probably the most difficult thing is, you know, you're here. We got a job to do to get ready to come play this football game. You know, probably a good majority of our team, I don't know, I want to say probably, you know, over half of our football team is, you know, still without electricity. And, you know, when you're at work and you've got power and you're doing your job, you know, I guess life goes on as normal. But I think the difficult thing is we got many, many families that are sitting home during the day without power and with problems. And we have to be very sensitive to that and do everything we can to help these players and their families you know, as we move forward, because as you well know, I mean, if you're going to work and you got problems at home, it makes your job more difficult. So we're trying to do everything we can to minimize those problems and help them with those problems so that they can do the job.
Have you got a sense for it being difficult for players to was it difficult for players to return to practice yesterday?
I think I can't speak for all of them, but just watching them bounce around, I think, you know, the city's been cooped up for a few days. I think they were glad just to get out and do something. And you know, but, you know, we met. We had a long meeting regarding everybody's issues and want to make sure that we're very sensitive to everybody's issues. And at the same time, we understand that it's our job to get ready to go. And the players have been good with both ends, you know. And I think Rick's done a great job, you know, with the organization of taking their problems into account and us trying to do everything we can from that standpoint. But they were focused yesterday. They practiced very well yesterday.
What jumps out when you watch the Titans on tape?
I think they're one of the better teams in football. I mean, they're off to a great start. You know, they, you know, beat a hell of a team at home opening day in Jacksonville to go on the road in some extremely tough conditions and handle those conditions, you know, to me very easily. So they've you know, they've been excellent. You know, special teams wise, they give you a lot of problems. They do a lot of things. Defensively, you know, to me, they play as hard as anybody in football. And up front, they present many, many problems to you, you know, and they have for us. Offensively, of course, I know Dinger and worked with Dinger, and I think he's doing a tremendous job. I think he does a great job with them, and the young running back has added a punch to them for big playability. That's obvious when you watch them. So, you know, it'll take our best effort. They're a hell of a football team. We understand that.
In broad terms, not necessarily Texan specific, when a team comes out early in the season and has trouble establishing the run, how frustrating is that after a whole camp of trying to get in position to do that tone setting, and how hard is it to dig out of it?
Well, those are things you can talk about, but you know, you got to understand they are difficult to do, and you know, that's been a point of emphasis with our team. I think it's a key to our team getting better. You know, we went down to Pittsburgh open a week. They're a hell of a football team. You know, we got off schedule, got behind, got off schedule, which you know you definitely didn't want to do, and you know you're in big time trouble against a football team like that. But I can't speak for every team in this league, but if you are dropping back too much in this league, throwing it too many times, you're probably going to be in trouble, and definitely going to be in trouble against good football teams. And you know, we're facing a damn good one this weekend.
Titans easier to prepare for with Kerry Collins at quarterback?
No, I mean, I think, first off, I have tremendous respect for him. I've played against him many times throughout my career as a coach. This guy's, you know, been very successful. You know, he can sit there and make every throw he possibly can make in the book. Very tough, heck of a leader. You know, I think they played extremely well last week with him. And then the time he came in the game against Jacksonville, I mean, they were, you know, they went right down the field. So I got a lot of respect for this guy and what he brings to this team and what he's done in this league.
How's Green and how important that he get healthy and stay healthy for you to have your full stable?
He's day-to-day right now. So, he did not practice yesterday. I don't think he'll practice today. So, you know, I think there could still be some time with him. You never know with an ankle. Sometimes they can turn around real quick, so we keep our fingers crossed. Is he important? Yeah, he's very important to the football team. But we're preparing right now to go with these young backs, to go with Slayton, go with Taylor, Walker. So, we've been preparing them to play. We were in that mode last week before, the situation occurred. So we'll approach it the same way this week.
You mentioned the running back here. I know you've got one, the rookie, that you're expecting big things out of this year. Why is it a rookie running back can have a lot of success in the league where maybe other positions is tougher for a rookie to have such an impact?
I don't know. I think it all depends kind of what you do with them. You know, it's what you're asking a player to do. I mean, you look at the job Dinger's done there with his young guy, and it puts him in great position and plays to his strengths. I think you can limit those guys from that standpoint. Unfortunately, our guy right now, he's got to step up and play like a starter. I mean, he can't be a part-time guy. He's going to have to play in every phase of the game. So, you know, the quicker ours grows up right now, you know, will be a big key to our progress here.
Harry, can you talk about the daunting task before you guys? You know, not many teams, I think there's three in NFL history that have started out with three consecutive road games. The league doesn't even consider the Saints in that, and of course we know they did that, and y'all may be kind of in the same boat that they were, but you play 15 straight weeks and the three consecutive road games is a pretty daunting task before you. How do you kind of handle that?
Well, I mean, you just it's in front of you. You understand it. You know, it's not like it's a surprise. I mean, we see that, and I don't have to tell our players the challenge that they have. They understand that. Right now it's about, you know, us just playing better football and rallying through our situation and getting ready to go up there and have a great effort, you know. So we just stay focused on one day at a time. This is Megan, right?
That's Shereen from Fort Worth. Shereen from Fort Worth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
But anyway, focused one day at a time, you know, one game at a time. And, that's what this league's about. Hell, it's about challenges and trying to work through adversity. And, that's what we're committed to doing.
Have you talked to anybody there, how they handle it or what?
Yeah, Rick and I have had many conversations with Mickey, and I think Rick's even talked to Jim a couple times, Haslett. But, just try to ask them about how they handled certain situations, how they went about it, and, we've got to handle ours here. So, there's difficult decisions every day, and all the decisions start immediately with these players and their families, and then we work from there.
Mario Williams had a good start to the season. What's made this what looks like it's going to be a good season for him?
Well, he's just much more comfortable scheme-wise. And Mario's at the point now where he just goes out there and plays and cuts it loose. He's studying opponents much better. All those things that mean you're more comfortable on the defense, so you're not having to, sit up all night making sure you know where to line up. I mean, Mario knows what's going on, so it's about reacting and playing now. And a very confident kid. Had a really good training camp. Coming out of training camp, I think we could all see that he's got the opportunity to have a big year. And, he did play. Was one of the bright spots down in Pittsburgh.
Matt Schaub just had some bad luck. He knocked out of both these games last year. Is that even an extra point of emphasis to keep him upright?
Well, I think y'all hitting him pretty hard sure helped, it's tough. He left both those football games and took some pretty good shots. And, if you play this team, you're going to take some. I mean, I haven't seen many films where they're not hitting the quarterback pretty good. I mean, they're very aggressive as part of the game. And you've got to stick in there and battle. And, that's the type of football game it's going to be. But you give Tennessee credit. They got after us pretty good.
You've got Titans this week, Jacksonville following, and then Indianapolis. Is this your chance to make a statement, hopefully?
Well, I'm not looking anywhere past the one we got this week. We've got enough to deal with this week and a tremendous opponent on the road at their place. That's off to a great start. So, like I said, we're taking it one day at a time and one game at a time.
Your facility fully functional in terms of your day-to-day operation now, Gary?
It's getting close. We have some meeting room problems, which we worked through yesterday, and that are better today. I think we're about as good as we could be with what took place. I can't imagine that things are as functional as they are right now. So we're okay.
You guys all able by the time they needed to be there to get to you with no trouble, or did some guys have to go?
We've had our issues. I mean, gas and those type of things are a big issue right now as the city tries to get going again. But we're just trying. We're doing everything we can, with our players. If they've got a problem, then we're taking over their problems and trying to get them fixed so that we can get them here and get them focused on our job.